This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
What's up, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to the Hot Breath Podcast, your weekly guide to comedy mastery. This is your host, comedian Joel Byers, reporting to you live from my hotel room in St. Louis, Missouri, right here at the World Series of Comedy. Today's guest I ran across and had to share his inspirational story with you. We all have to make big decisions and big sacrifices here in comedy, and this gentleman is making one of the biggest sacrifices of all by living in a van, touring around doing comedy. And my hopes with this episode is that it inspires you to commit to your comedy by any means necessary, whatever that means to you. Now, I do want to address up front, the audio quality isn't the best. I know you've become accustomed to high quality and high production value. This was more of a run and gun episode where we just go out to his van and I'm recording with the video camera and I just take the audio from that. So I know it's not pristine, but the content is still very, very valuable. And I know you'll learn a lot about what it actually takes to do comedy at whatever level it is you want to do. And I would be interested, this is an experimental episode in a sense of I've been doing a lot of long form sit down interviews, but I'd like to know from you if this is a type of interview you would want to hear more about, where it's a little more run and gun, but it still has a lot of valuable content within it. So please reach out to me, positive or negative. The show is evolving and it's growing faster than ever, and I want to make sure that I don't lose touch with what you're coming to this show to listen to for. So this is, in my opinion, a new and possible, not replacement of long-form interviews, but it can become an accessory to the long-form interviews. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media, Joel Byers Comedy or at Hot Breath Pod, and just let me know what you think of this, okay? Join the Facebook group. Go on Facebook, search Hot Breath Comedy Network, connect with other listeners from around the world, and share the biggest sacrifices you've made in this comedy game. I used to live in a studio apartment in the middle of the hood of Atlanta, eating buy one, get one pasta on the reg. And, you know, I went on tour and ate nothing but expired Cliff Bars that I had taken from my job as a hotel minibar attendant. So we all make these sacrifices along the way, and I think the more we can share with each other, the less alone we'll feel out there on the grind. So please do reach out. Let me know what you think of this episode. And there's only one thing left to do, and that is inhale a hot breath with Sean Patrick Moore.
How do I want to do this? I guess we just start. It's a good place to start, right? All right. Hot Breathiverse. We are here at the World Series of Comedy Finals in St. Louis. Look, there's the casino in the background and the hotel with the needle deposits in the bathrooms. So the hotel was a little shady, so I thought I would come out and live in a van with my new friend here. This is a comic. Where are you from again?
Appleton, Wisconsin.
Appleton, Wisconsin. But he's been living in this van, you said 6 months?
Not this one, but yeah, I've been living in a van for 6 months.
So we were talking at the networking event, and this guy just blew my mind in terms of like his commitment to comedy or poverty. Either one, but
pretty committed to both.
So it's just a good example of like by any means necessary. So you want to do comedy, well, what does that mean to you? What are you willing to do to achieve that? So this guy's been living in a van for 6 months, just on the road doing shows. But first off, let them know where they can keep up with you and all that jazz.
You can follow me on Facebook, Sean Patrick Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, Instagram, all of them, just find Sean Patrick Moore.
Perfect. There's
not a lot of us, and I'm fat and bald and bearded, so I stand out a bit.
So this is a special Hot Breath episode here, where we're actually going to do a tour of his van to show what the lifestyle is all about. So where should we start, in the back?
Well, this is like the power center.
Okay, this is here. The power center.
I have, and like everything I need to live is back here. I got 200 amp hour deep cycle gel battery, 1,000 watt pure sine wave power inverter,
okay,
MPPT charge controller that controls the solar that comes in. I have 150 watts of solar on the roof.
What?
And I have a Shore power unit that charges. I can plug in and charge my battery. And I also have a smart battery isolator that charges the battery while the van's running. So I have too much power, really, for what I need. I don't have a TV or nothing, but I could.
And there's water?
Yeah, I have a 35-gallon fresh water tank.
Whoa.
That keeps me on the road for about 2 months at a pop. Well, more than that, because, I mean, I use about a half a gallon of water to, like, brush my teeth, wash my dishes, shit like that.
Oh, so, see, this is my first van I'm seeing that has... It has, like, electrical system and, like, a plumbing system almost.
Yeah. My last van was a lot less, fancy.
Bougie.
Yeah.
Uppity.
Yeah. But, I mean, I figure I'm living in it full time, so I should make it comfortable while I'm creeping out your neighborhood.
I would imagine you pulling up in a van.
When I'm in bigger cities, I like to find nicer neighborhoods to park so that, like, I don't get hurt. But, yeah, it doesn't make the people in the neighborhood feel real safe. I just tell people, look, I only look creepy. But...
Have you had any creepy instances?
Yeah, I was in Kansas City, Missouri, and I had people pulling on my door handles trying to get inside.
Jeez
at night.
Louise.
And, you know, like, if they got in, they would have been really upset with their decision, but
I'm robbing a vagrant.
I don't know. I'll leave you some money.
That's a great place to start right there, the back.
Yeah.
That's a cool...
I've been living in this parking lot for about a week, so it's not clean inside.
I'm so excited. That was the thing. You're like, well, it's going to be dirty. And I was like, perfect. And I just want the people to see the tattoo on the back of your head.
All right.
The third eye on the back. You said you got in a car wreck and it left a scar, and then your mom drew the eye and then you got it tattooed.
Yeah, yeah. It was the first tattoo I ever got. When I was 16 years old, I got into a car accident. I broke 8 bones in my back, 2 in my neck. I died a little bit. I had to relearn how to walk and all that jazz. It's a lot of good times. And then, that left the scar in the shape of the eyeball in the back of my head. And one night I went out drinking and I passed out on my mom's couch, and she drew an eyeball in the spot, and I went and got it tattooed in the next day.
Oh my gosh. No big deal. No big deal. He just died a little bit. Did you see God or anything?
Yeah, I don't like talking about that.
And okay. So, we're on the record, guys. I don't want to get murdered on camera.
So this is my refrigerator. It's it does better than you'd ever expect. Like, there's ice in there. You hear that?
Whoa.
Shit? I got it's 42 liters. I have all the food that I could need possibly eat in a week, and I'm a big old fat guy, so.
And this is Costway, I guess, for people, because you're doing a good job also of just breaking down the specs.
Yeah, this was
so that's cool.
This was about $400.
Okay.
Comparable fridges that do what this does is they can go up to like $1,000. So this was the cheaper option, but it runs great. I'm really happy with it. It's been my fridge for 6 months and no problems.
Great.
This is my toilet.
What?
Yeah. This is a collapsible bag toilet. Clean waste here.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and jugs? Are those pee jugs?
Yeah, these are full of piss. a friend of mine, when I was hitting the road, I built this van with my friend Mark Abel.
Okay.
And it took us about 2 months to get everything done. But... I mean, I pulled a lot of shit out of my last van to put into this one, but when I got this one done, I had a friend of mine climb up inside and check it out and stuff like that. And as she was getting out, she kicked this one over, this piss jug, kicked it over, and it fell on the ground. And she just quick picked it up and put it back. And she's like, oh. And I go, oh, you're not going to like what that is.
Oh, and she, oh gosh.
Kayla, hi. Good times.
Hilarious.
This is my plot box.
Okay.
It's made in America.
By God.
It just folds open real easy like that. And then...
This is never before seen. Oh my gosh!
And then, yeah, I fill these bags. These are like super thick waterproof. And then this is a powder that turns liquids into solids. It's like the active ingredient in kitty litter.
Wow. And,
yeah, it just gels it up real good.
Then
it's hard finding a place to... If you can find a place to throw out your bag of shit, you could probably find a place to shit, so... I don't use this a lot except for an emergency situation.
I would imagine if any explosive situations happen.
Right, if I wake up in the middle of the night in Kansas City, Missouri, I can't go knock on a neighbor's door...
Wow. It looks like some craftsmanship in there. You like...
Oh, yeah. My buddy really Mark did it. My buddy Mark did all the woodwork and stuff like that. Real handy dude.
Yeah. Because you have, like, cool, like, bamboo... You have, like, wall decoration, like...
Oh, yeah. I'll turn on the lights for you.
Dude. Oh, okay. I don't want to use up all that electricity. But it is solar, which is very cool.
150 watts of solar, so... It ain't even good. Any power really.
150 watts. Oh, this is exciting. Oh. Dude. Oh, you have a nice fan up there.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I've got three fans. One's got the dual head and then the ceiling fan there.
So I remember we had. Ooh, the light. Did you just turn it on from your phone?
Yeah, this is a. The app for the LED lights on there, and it does pretty neat shit. Like, like if you watch the stuff in there.
Oh yeah, okay.
And you can set it to whatever color you want, and you can make it dance and do all that shit. Like,
dude,
you could rave or whatever. Change the speed on it.
You could get turned up in here.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's a fun flare. I guess you gotta find. When you're in a van, it's like, what are the little kind of little details I can add? Insulation as well.
Yeah, it's all insulated all the way around with R13 insulation. I mean, I live in Wisconsin.
Right.
Most of the time, so it can get cold. And my heater is just a little portable.
Ooh, front seat.
Just a little portable... Mr. Heater Buddy.
Oh, cool.
And just, yeah. That, I only have to run that for like 5 minutes and it's all heated and I can turn it off. It'll stay warm in there for a couple hours.
I gotta be honest, man. You're making this sound like easy. Well, you're like, you know, I got all this electricity. I got a toilet. Like,
oh, I also have a full stove and running water.
Yeah, running water. Jeez, man. Oh, mind the Huggies placement as well. I'm doing a product placement. They're a sponsor.
A little horse shower or whatever. The stove is off a big propane tank down there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Full oven and stove. I can cook pizzas in there and shit.
Whoa.
Yeah. Running water.
Dude, you're doing a broken plate as well.
Yeah, I broke that last night. I'm pretty upset about it. I got a little drunk doing karaoke and whatnot, so. Yeah, I could stand up in here.
Was there anything else you wanted them to see or know?
Well, just, follow me on, I'm also on YouTube. I put out videos of life on the road and what it's like and whatnot.
Nice.
And I have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/SeanPatrickMoore. But.
Sean Patrick Moore.
Yeah.
And if for any comics out there, maybe
closing advice on, like, you're pretty much, you're committed. You took the leap. I mean, you're like, I'm going to do this by any means necessary.
Yeah. Don't do this until you have material and fucking, it's going to suck. Like, it's just like getting booked is nothing. It's not an easy thing. You're not going to get booked.
Yep.
You gotta do a lot of work. Send emails every day. Send fucking write every day. It's every day. You gotta work at it.
Oh, my band's name is Momo too.
Oh, the band's name is Momo.
Yeah, named after the internet sensation or whatever, because it's creepy and it looks like somebody will murder you.
It's definitely a murder band. Well, bravo, man. Thanks for giving me the tour. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sean Patrick Moore, go check him out. Hit him up for any questions. Hit his Patreon up, really. I mean, look at what's... He needs new lights.
You can't live off the money his grandma's giving him alone.
Is that true?
Yeah, I can't.
Well, one day he'll sell this house.
He's flipping it. He's flipping houses. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, the next one
Don't flip this house. Okay?
He's going to roll it.
Yeah, don't roll it.
He's going to roll this house. Very nice. All right. Hot Breathiverse, hit up Sean Patrick Moore. Let him know how much you enjoyed this. Hit him up with questions, too. What is your excuse? You're living in mom's basement. He's living in a van.
This whole build, everything all included.
Yeah.
About $4,000. Van, all the equipment and everything to make it work, the materials to build it.
Yeah, the van was $300.
The van was 15, so.
We want to start
four grand for everything.
Pay too
everything.
Much if you pay $15.
And I'm sure the shower is a popular question. Where do you shower?
Oh,
it doesn't look like you do shower.
I do. He does. Hey, it's
home. I fucking love it.
Yesterday I showered in a different comics hotel room.
Okay.
It's Mike's hotel room. He let me shower in his room.
Uh-huh.
But I have a Planet Fitness membership. I go there and I don't even pretend that I work out. I just go to the shower, take a shower, and... I'm a Black Card member. It's $22 a month.
Fancy. And,
you can get a massage and all that shit. And that's nice when you're on the road for like fucking 8.5 hours. And you can go to a gym. Finding a spot to park is about the hardest part of all this.
Oh, okay.
Like, people don't want homeless people in their neighborhood.
Turns out.
It's weird.
Where do you normally end up parking?
I try to find nicer neighborhoods that don't have any posted signs, but I get woken up by the cops frequently, where they're like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm a traveling road comic, and I give them my business card, and I'm all like, I'm just saving money.
Right, right, right.
And they're like, all right, you're not hurting nobody, but you got to understand that you make people feel uncomfortable. Like, yeah, for sure,
Well, I'm hoping you connect with some new fans doing this and inspire comics to take the leap and pursue comedy, however that calls them.
Yeah.
All right. Sean Patrick Moore.
I know.
And then some famous comics that made some racial remarks. So we're reporting this live from the World Series of Comedy, kids. So enjoy yourselves out there. If you enjoy this, share it with other comics. Let them know the commitment it takes to actually do this comedy thing. Let them know, hey, what is your excuse? All right, joelbyerscomedy.com. If you want to see my upcoming schedule, I'm going on the Trophy Husband Tour in October. I'm planning a Midwest tour as well this November. So if you're in the Midwest, you want me to do a show, hit me up, hotbreathpodcast.com, if you want to check out the blog and all that jazz for the show. But honestly, just share this with other comics. And I love you. This is a special one. I know the audio wasn't great, but we're on the road here, and I wanted to get an episode out to you. So we're grinding, baby. I'll see y'all next Monday. Thank you, honey, for the theme song as well. My wife, I always thank her at the end of these. So anyway, peace. Hot Breath.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.